Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has a glorious plan just for you. And if you turn your heart towards the Lord with the intentions of doing right and fill your heart with His Word, the things that you do will work out to be a blessing to not only yourself, but to everyone. We live in the sight of others. And when we seek to live like Jesus, we help people grow properly in the ways of the Lord. Now, God loves every soul. And different things gets different people's attention. The way we live, our character is enhanced as we live by the Word of God. Now, many people will argue their points against the Word of God. People see things the way that they want to and the way that they're groomed to see them. But to really get to know the Lord, you got to look in Him. You have to hear His Word. Hear what Jesus really taught. Do the things that He said do. Take it serious. And when you receive God's Word and live by it, your life starts to give people the hope that they need to carry on. Now, remember this. We mentioned about satanic warfare. The enemy, our enemy Satan, he don't want people to know God through Jesus Christ. So he will use any form of distraction to stop you from knowing who Christ really is. And the only way to get to know Him is to hear His Word. And you develop a hunger for the Word. In other words, your faith only works by love. If there's no love in you, you're not going to make it. The Word of God will help you receive the truth of God's Word. The love that God has given you, the love He shared abroad on you, receive that love and you'll be stronger. And you'll be able to love like He loves. It's very important. Love is very important. Some people, they hear the Word. They judge it to be true. They know that it's true. They're even certain about it. But they will not, for whatever reason, walk in love. That's where they draw the line. A lot of Christians, people that say that they're Christians, they stop. They won't. When they decide not to walk in love and not to go forward in love, that their life is stagnant. The concept of loving your enemies is not from that you don't find that in the world system. Love is not in the world system. So the love of God, people scoff against the love of God because they're not willing to walk in love. But everybody desires love towards them. The Word of God builds you up to love other people and do things to help other people. Now, if people judge the Lord by what they've received in the world. In other words, the leaders of the world, they shape the way that people see God, just like parents shape the way that their children see God. So when Israel had a corrupt king, the whole nation acted corrupt. When they had a righteous king, the nation started doing righteousness. And then they saw that it worked, and it would last one generation until they got a corrupt king. And when they got a corrupt king, they became corrupt. And they started worshiping idols and doing debaucherous type things. And then the wars would happen. It's the same thing in the days of grace. Whenever people stop walking in love, they always have war. And then they don't want a war. They lose their appetite for it after they've lived on the battlefield, wearing the same clothes and underwear. And they can't take a bath anymore. And they see people with their guts hanging out. Their best friend, they're talking to him, and he gets his head blown off. And then he falls to the ground. war is bad. But without the love of God, war will happen. It's not God's will for people to be murdered and destroyed. It's God's will for people to be blessed. But while there's no war, now is the time to get to know the Lord before the bad things happen. Sometimes people, they grow up in a world of negativity. Their whole world is full of negativity. Their parents may be on drugs or alcohol or in jail. And they're raised by whoever can take care of them, if they take care of them. And their friends share the same condition. That's because the enemy has done work to get it to that low point. It's not God's will. You're going to have to gain the insight of God. How can a person come out of such a negative situation and still come out on top? I'm going to tell you how to do it. You're going to have to go find you a Bible and read it for yourself. And listen, ask the Lord to teach you. If you're not going to be a student, God can't teach you. You have to want the knowledge of God. And the Lord is alive. See, when you study the Bible, you're not studying it by yourself. If you ask the Lord to open it up to you, He will. I know too many people that did that. I know several people, they had trouble reading. They were grown. They got through the school system, but they couldn't read and comprehend. Some people can read a stop sign and know it means stop, but they can't read a book and comprehend it. And they asked the Lord to teach them how to read. And the Lord blessed them to learn, comprehend how to read. And they read the Word of God, and they grew, and they grew, and they began to hold better jobs. One guy I'm thinking about, he became an executive because he asked the Lord to teach him how to read. God is alive, and He will help you learn His ways. Now, when you read what Jesus said, you got to take what He said seriously and do it. And it will begin to shape your life. If you're going to follow through with patience. Don't be impatient against God. Take time and learn who He is, hear what He has to say, and be patient and do those things. And you will see what God is saying. And the Lord will be able to share His thoughts with you. Now, Jesus is the reason He can talk to you. By Jesus' stripes, you're healed. It's because of Jesus you can have victory. You can have full salvation. Not partial salvation, but full salvation. Salvation is more than just an insurance policy. Ask the Lord to save you through Jesus Christ. And then start learning His ways, and your life will start operating according to the kingdom of God. You're going to have to take authority over the enemy. He wants to stop you. Don't be stopped by him. I'm going to tell you something about the enemy. All of his power, people talk about how powerful Satan is. No, he's not powerful. He's an illusionist. All of his power is illusion. And if you're going to win, hear me good. If you're going to win, don't believe his illusions. He will use your power against you. He doesn't even use his power against you. He puts you on the wrong track and you walk it out and your life won't work. If he get a man drunk, his body will crave the alcohol, and then Satan don't have to fight him because he'll continually make a fool of himself. He'll be too weak. He'll be trapped. He can't get out. Same thing with drugs. Same things with sex. When you're trapped, you can't get out. You're hooked on it. You think your body craves the wrong thing. And you get weaker and weaker. But thanks be to the Lord, to God. Thanks be to Jesus. He broke the curse of the law. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And take time out to go to newlivingletters.com and listen to the whole broadcast. We published the first 15 minutes on the radio. That's the radio portion. And then the rest of the broadcast is on newlivingletters.com. It's 30 minutes long. And they would be longer, but the fouls will only hold 30 minutes. So that's the way we did it. Because it's important for people to get the word. That's why it's free. If you want to grow in the Lord, go to newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. And there are many broadcasts. Now, the broadcasts are there. They'll help you get started. But take time out and study the word for yourself. And use the broadcast. Use what God has supplied you with. When people want to build their life, the Lord starts blessing them with what they have. There are also gifts that God put in you. Some of you have musical talent. Some of you have skills you don't even know about. Some of you can naturally fix things. Some people have people skills that God wants to restore and use. These things are suppressed by the world system. But when you study the Word of God, the gifts that He put in you will be revived. And they'll come up to the surface in your life. And your interests, whatever you're interested in, start doing that. Now, if you're going to do these things, if you're serious about life and the love of God, you're going to need encouragement. The Word of God will encourage you. The Spirit of the Lord will encourage you. The people of God will encourage you. You don't have to walk this life alone. There are good pastors out there over good churches, and they can become your network. You can go there and you can build. Don't go to church just to get something. Go to church and be humble. Be a student of the Word of God. You're going to grow and you're going to also become a blessing too. God's going to, the gifts that He put in you, he'll bring them up to the surface. Things that the enemy has tried to hide. That's why your life has been so hard. The enemy is trying to keep you suppressed so you won't get in his way. He's afraid of you. He's afraid of your abilities. If you fall in love with God, you'll destroy him. You'll expose him for the liar and illusionist that he really is. Satan's afraid of you. You personally. He's afraid of what you can become. That's why he don't want you to know Jesus Christ. That's why he set up dead religions to keep men out of the path. That's why he bombarded you with all kind of corruption, such as sex without marriage. Sex without marriage is fornication. And then if you are married, he'll try to put strife in your home so that you can't enjoy your wife or your husband. And then he'll try to, people have a lot of weaknesses. People have so many weaknesses that the enemy can, he'll pull their strings and he try to get you in an adulterous relationship. This is why things go wrong. It's not God's will. But people are naturally weak. They're just weak. And the enemy know how to pull that string. If he can get you in sin, he can control your life. He'll use your power against you. But see, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you're complete in him. You don't need anybody to complete you anymore. Some people think they put pressure on their spouse because they think they need their spouse to live for God. You are complete in him. Hear me good. If you study the Word of God and the Word gets in your heart, you're going to find out. Not only when your spouse or people in your life are weak, you'll be able to encourage them. You'll have enough strength to thrive and also help your brother or sister. And if your spouse get on board and start learning of God, now you're going to have a strong relationship. You're going to have a stronger marriage. Sometimes you're just going to have to start where you have to. You're going to have to become strong, and hopefully they'll become strong. But see, when you become strong, your prayers avail much. You can start praying for them, being a blessing to them, help encourage them to go forward. You can change the route of your children. They're going to go a certain path based on what has happened. If you've been negative, they're already on a negative track. But if you start learning God, you can get off the negative track and help get them off the negative track. And you're more apt to get them off if you get strong in the Lord. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not a, this is, your life is not just going to jump in place in one day. You're going to have to start following God. And the healing process will begin, and it'll get better and better over time. Satan's going to try to fight you. You're going to have to get strong in the Lord and fight him back. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry preachers don't preach like this, but this is for your life. You got to make a choice. Jesus is about to return, and you want to go with, you do not want to be here after he raptures his church. It's going to, if you didn't get saved now, while things are good, you're going to have to get saved while the bombs are falling. While there's bad news, you're going to see demons and things you never seen before. It's not going to be like what you used to. Now, as a man of God, I've been fighting spirits since 1983. The enemy has been trying to he tried to destroy my life before I got saved and while I was saved. I know the demons are out there. I'm used to fighting them and winning. Now, you're just going to have to learn God's word so you can do the same thing. I'm sorry people have not educated people in the truth of God's word like they should have. I'm sorry that there are so many distractions. I'm sorry that people just not, they just don't know God like they should. And I'm sorry that cold religion have taught people wrong. They told the church of God that we didn't need the spiritual gifts. Some churches, they don't believe in spiritual gifts. I've been enjoying spiritual gifts ever since I've learned about them. And I've been operating with spiritual gifts ever since the Lord called me to the ministry. There are anointings. The Holy Spirit do give us guidance and wisdom. When we pray in tongues, we're praying the things that we need the most. It's not just something, it's not foolishness. The enemy tried to divide mankind against the things that make them strong. A lot of men, the good ministers I know of, that know better. Now, there are good ministers that don't pray in the Holy Spirit because they were taught wrong. But they're still effective. And the Lord may send you to a church. They may not believe in speaking in tongues and receiving the Holy Spirit baptism. A lot of good churches don't teach that. They leave it, they walk around it. But it's there. My father was a great man of God, a Methodist, but me and my father didn't agree on this. He stuck to the Methodist way of doing things, and some people stick to the Baptist way of doing things. And yet there are Baptist and Methodist people that have received the Holy Spirit and spoken tongues. They just got a Baptist or Methodist label. And me and my daddy didn't agree on that. I tried to get him on board with what God was doing, but I had to just go on there for myself. And he was I learned a lot from my father, and I love him. He loved me. And he didn't say that what I did was wrong. He just didn't think it was fully necessary. That's just the way he was taught. Sometimes you're going to have to agree to just disagree and go forward with God. Now, I was praying in the Holy Spirit one day, and the Lord had me praying fervently in the Holy Spirit, and it wouldn't let up. But when I got peace, then I went on about my day. Come to find out, my father was at his house. When I was at my house, Daddy was at their house, and he was downstairs. And while I was praying, my niece was about to go out of the front door. But I was praying in the Holy Spirit, and the Lord caused her to go downstairs that morning, and she caught my daddy having a diabetic attack while I was praying in the Holy Spirit. And she ran back upstairs and got him a glass of orange juice and ran downstairs and gave it to him, and he was fine. His sugar was too low, and she almost left him in that condition. But see, praying in the Holy Spirit makes the difference, and my daddy was able to live more years. Nobody would have known. Nobody was coming back for about 9 hours that day. 7 to 9 hours. He would have been in that condition with low blood sugar, having a diabetic attack. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. See, God can't come down and do something without somebody believing him for it. I didn't know what to pray for. The Holy Spirit helped me pray for him. We do need the gifts of God. We don't have to live without them. And I love all the churches. I love all God's people. But I promise you, I've seen this with my own eyes. The churches that don't teach healing, they do more funerals. And I'm not trying to be ugly, that's just the way it is. The churches that teach around the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they have a harder time getting people off drugs. They have a harder time ministering to people. They have a harder time, period. Now, also, since I brought that up, there are churches that do receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. But they won't listen to God. When the Lord tries to tell them something, they do something else. And they have a harder time getting people on track too. But those who read the word and stick and stay scriptural and keep things in its proper order and receive the gifts and receive what God has given, they are stronger. They do less funerals. Their people have less divorce. Hear me good. Their families, that the children of the families of the church are more apt to finish college, get married, and go to church on their own. Now, I've been going to church all my life. And the people that go to church on their own, they saw both of their parents go to church. The people that get, a lot of people are Christians and they stay at home. That's because they saw one of their parents stay at home and were Christians. And then people that saw their parents stay at home and send them to church, when they got old enough to go to not go, you know, when they got grown, they wouldn't go on their own. Somebody have to tell them to go to church. And that's bad because they're about to lose a generation. What's going to happen is the children are going to see them stay at home and their children are not going to go at all. Why? Because they saw their parents. See, there's a favorable side to whatever you do. If you stay at home and don't go to church, you can watch TV, you can eat, you can sleep late, you can be comfortable in your house, you can do yard work, you can go fishing, you can go play golf. These are good, fun things to do. That's not a sin. But the flesh always goes overboard. And in the place of that, you're not learning the things that make your life go right. The people that finish college and go forward, they have a network of people, a network of encouragement. You don't have to live without a network of encouragement. A good church is the backbone of your community. And God gave you that so that you can go forward and live good. You don't have to live without encouragement. You don't have to live without God's help. He put things in place just for you. And the preachers are preaching the message you need to build your life. And sometimes you'll walk in and the whole message will be right, just perfect for you. Because the Lord sees what's coming in your life. He knows what's going to happen to you. He knows what the decisions you're about to start making. He sees the people that the enemy is trying to sow into your life. You're going to need encouragement from God to walk the line, to do what's right. When other people are going rogue, you're going to have the strength of God. Satan is defeatable. It's not hard for you to defeat Satan. Because Jesus Christ gave us his victory. He gave us his victory. And you can do this. But if you do it your way, it's not going to work right. Your whole life, you're going to go throughout life believing the way you do. And you're going to run into traps and ditches that you can't see. Because you don't know that they're there. But when you follow God, and when you seek him out, and when you take him at his word, your life gets on a better track. It won't be off track anymore. It'll be on track with God. You'll be walking the straight and narrow road. And you'll be able to see what the Lord was saying. But see, when Jesus comes back and takes his people off earth, which is the rapture, and I was listening to Chuck Misler. He gave some Old Testament scriptures concerning the rapture. Isaiah 26, verses 17 through 19. It talks about a rapture setting, how the Lord will raise up Isaiah's dead body. See, God loves us. The dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who remain will be caught up together and meet the Lord in the air with them. That's the rapture. The rapture, the word rapture is not in the regular, it's in the Latin Bible. Chuck, thanks to Chuck Mizzle, I know that. But it's not in the King James. So when preachers say the word rapture is not in the Bible, they're right, but the act of the rapture is in the Bible. What the Bible describes is what we call the rapture. But people who are headstrong and won't listen, and they're not students to God, they're students to the people who taught them, and they believe the things that they were taught, God bless them, they're going to have a harder time. You can't build your life with error. You have to have the truth of God's word. The Holy Spirit will only follow the truth of God's word with signs and wonders. He will only guide you to the truth of God's word. He can't help you with God's word if you're going to believe a lie. Now, all these teachings are for your life. Every file on this website is here to be a blessing. Ask the Lord to point out which one you need to listen to the most. And they don't last long, so if you start listening to one every day, your life will be stronger. This can help you have a network. This can encourage you so you can finish whatever race God has you running. If you got to finish college, listen to one of these files every day. And pray and ask the Lord to show you which church you need to go to. Being around people doing the same thing is very important. As you get stronger, people, you're going to be a blessing to others as well. That will put spiritual wealth on your life. God's going to reward you for everybody you help understand the way of life. And the biggest, everybody's a preacher from a certain point of view. We all share the responsibility and the ministry of reconciliation. The best thing we can do for our friends and loved ones is teach them Jesus Christ. Help them understand the Lord. And we share that responsibility. And God gave us the capability to do it. He gave us power over sin. He healed our bodies. He gave us the spirit of praise the spirit of heaviness. He gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You don't have to have a heavy heart anymore. You can fill your heart with God's word and you won't be depressed anymore. You can go forward and not backwards. You can understand what the Lord is saying. You can live a sure life. You can be blessed. And that's God's perfect will for you. You have to take life, the life that God has given you, and make it count. Now the Lord loves you. He's going to be there for you. He's going to help you. But if you don't follow Him, if you don't follow through, then things are going to be lacking that don't have to be. I love you. God loves you. When you go to these, to whatever church God leads you to go to, be a student. Listen. And let the Lord minister life to you. Get a firm understanding as you study the scriptures for yourself. Receive it as truth in your heart, and it will work. Now the Lord loves you and I love you. I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. The Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. He'll make the difference. And never fail to pray for your people. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you and God loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.